Pastor Dave called me last night about 6 o'clock, and he said, he told me the situation, and he said, is there any way you could speak tomorrow morning? And I learned very early in ministry that there's three things you must be ready to do. You must be ready to preach, you must be ready to pray, and you must be ready to die. So, this morning, I am going to preach, and I promise I will not be long, and I hope I'm not boring. So, anyway, but let's dig into God's Word this morning. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to a very familiar passage, John 3:16. John 3:16 is my favorite passage, I think, in all of the Bible. And the title of my message this morning is The Greatest Christmas Gift. The Greatest Christmas Gift. You all excited for Christmas? Yeah, few short days we're going to be gathered around Christmas, and families are going to get together, and we're going to gather around the Christmas tree, and we're going to exchange gifts. Maybe something from your wife or child, and you're just excited about that gift. I think of many years ago, as I was growing up as a boy, just the anticipation for Christmas, just excited. I mean, just you couldn't hardly, my parents would put us to bed at a certain time, and I'd think, man, I can't sleep, I'm just tossing and turning. Maybe some of you here this morning are that same way, I don't know. But I would just toss and turn, just waiting for Christmas Day to arrive, because I knew the very next morning, I'm going to be at the Christmas tree and we're going to open presents. And there was one particular Christmas that I remember well as a boy, because my uncle would come over about, it was probably 2 or 3 weeks before Christmas Day, every night after he got done working, he would come to our house, and him and my dad would make their way down to the basement, and they would work on something. And I didn't have any idea it was what it was. I did know two things. I knew it was for myself, and it was for my brother. But I didn't have any idea what it was, and I knew for sure. My parents told me, John and Joe, don't you dare go down in the basement and look to see what they are doing. And I didn't. But on that day, on Christmas morning, we opened up our presents, and we got to the very end, and they said, now is the time. We're going to walk you downstairs, and you can finally see what that gift is. I remember walking down them stairs and took the sheet off the doorway and just to look at this train set. And I mean to tell you, this was not just your ordinary snap-together train set. This thing took 2 or 3 weeks to make. And it had all of the buildings, it had all of the houses, it had all the trees and the people and all the engines and train cars and everything with it. It had a lumber mill. I just remember it so well. And I think that was probably one of the greatest Christmas gifts that I had ever received as a boy. But this morning, we're going to look at the greatest Christmas gift that God has given us. So read with me John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Let's pray this morning. Father, I thank you for your word. I pray that we would allow it to speak to our hearts today. And I pray, Lord, if there's one here who has never trusted you as their personal Savior, I pray that today, before they leave this place, that they would settle that and they would give their heart to you. We ask this in your precious name. Amen. So there's three things that we can see from this verse that I want us to take a look at. And that number one is the giver of the gift, God. God is the giver of the gift. And I want to ask you, have you ever had a hard time trying to find the perfect gift for that person that you love? I know I have. And I think that's probably why I do not enjoy Christmas shopping, because I go out and regardless if they give me the ideas, I think, I just don't know what to get my wife for Christmas. And many times I'll bring one of the girls or all of the girls to go find their perfect gift for my wife or their mother. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. From the text, we see that God is offering a special Christmas gift. For God so loved the world that he gave, You think about that for a minute. You think the creator of this universe, the one who put the stars into place, who put the moon in its place, who created the sun, the very God who did all that, the God who breathed breath into our nostrils, is the one who gave the greatest Christmas gift. It's not something that we can go to the store and buy. We can't go to Walmart and buy it off the shelf. We can't go to Myers and purchase it. We can't even buy it online. It is the only gift he could give to the world because he saw the need. He saw that there was nothing else better than what he could give. He gave us the perfect Christmas gift, the greatest gift. So let's look at that gift. Say, what is that gift? In that verse, it says, what was that? It says, he gave his only begotten son. He gave his only begotten son also that he could free us from the bondage of sin. I'm so thankful that he gave his son for me. I'm so thankful for that gift. God gave what was most dear to him. He gave his son. He gave his very best. Going back to that train set that my parents, I know that year that was the very best that they could give to us boys. My parents were not well off. They struggled. My dad many times would work two jobs, and if he could have worked a third, he probably would. But I believe that year, he gave his very best. They gave us their very best of what they could that year. But that doesn't even compare to the gift that God gave. He gave his only begotten son. Every gift comes with a cost. Every gift comes from a cost. Comes with a cost. This year, the average household will spend about $929 on presents alone. $929. That statistic does not include the McCumber household, I will say that. Last year it was $882. And this year alone, this nation will spend $465 billion on Christmas. That's amazing. That just blew me away. I looked up those statistics last night and I thought, wow, that's a ton of money. You can buy the beautiful jewelry. You see all these jewelry stores on TV, and K Jewelers is one, and Jared, and the Galleria, and all that. But you can buy all that stuff, but it comes with a cost. Some of it a very hefty cost. But the gift that God gave came with a cost. That came with a very hefty cost. And that cost was his son, his only son. When we were born with sin in our heart. Each and every one of us. But to pay the penalty for that sin, God sent his son who went to the cross for you, and he went to the cross for me. Romans 5:8, I love this verse. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. When I think of the cross, I get emotional about that. I think of what he went through, the days leading up to that, and just the whippings he took, the beatings he took, being spat in the face, and they put a crown of thorns on his head, and they drive that in. Just the blood, the anguish. I just can't imagine. But he did that. He did that for you, and he did that for me because of the sin that was in our heart. What a sacrifice. What a sacrifice. A loving mother once saved her little girl from a burning house, but she suffered some very bad, severe burns all over her arms, all over her legs. But when the little girl grew up, not knowing exactly how she got those burns, when she would go out with her mom, she would ask her mom, "Mom, would you wear some long gloves so people can't see those burns?" She was embarrassed. She was embarrassed by people, what people were going to say about those scars and those gnarled hands. But one day the daughter asked how her hands became so scarred. And for the first time, the mother told her the story of how she saved her life with those hands. The daughter wept tears of gratitude and said, "Oh, mother, those hands are beautiful. The most beautiful in the world. The blood of Christ may seem to be a grim and repulsive subject to those who do not realize its true significance. But to those who have accepted his redemption and have been set free from the slavery of sin, the blood of Christ is precious." Amen. The freed slave never forgets the overwhelming cost of his liberty and freedom. I told you when I started that this is not going to be a long message. I get right to the point. But God gave the greatest gift that anyone could ever receive. But a gift is only a gift if you accept it. If I give my wife a gift, which I plan to do on Christmas morning, and she pushes that gift back to me and does not receive it, but she rejects it, it's not a gift. And that's the same thing with a relationship with Jesus Christ. If we don't accept what he did for us, if we don't accept that gift, but we just reject it, it's not a gift. And there may be someone here today who says, "You know what, I've never accepted that gift." My friend, what a Christmas present that would be. For you just to invite Christ to be the Lord of your life. It's so simple. We must admit that we're a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." I was born with sin. You were born with sin. Every one of us has sin in our life. We must admit that we're sinful. We must believe in what Christ did for us on the cross. Acts 16:31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved." We must have faith and believe in what he did and what God sent his son to go to that cross for us. We must believe. And thirdly, we must confess our sins. 1 John 1:9, probably one of my most favorite verses as well. "If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." That is how we can receive that free gift. Some of you may say today, "You know what, I am saved. I was born again." For me, it was as a 10-year-old boy, I went forward in a revival service and I gave my heart to Christ. I invited him in to live in my heart. But I want to ask you, are we sharing that gift with those that we come in contact with? When we're out shopping for presents this Christmas? Are we talking to the person who may carry our groceries out, or we may meet at the checkout? What a great gift. What an awesome gift that we could share with someone. I would challenge you this week. You might say, well, I haven't. But man, we should. It's such an awesome gift. When I received that train set, I told everybody at school, man, you wouldn't believe what my mom and dad bought us. We were so grateful, and I wasn't afraid to let them know that. Some of you may have been engaged around Christmas time, and you went to work that Monday, and you say, man, look what this guy got me for Christmas. An engagement ring, and it's beautiful. We don't have a problem telling people about what we receive, but are we telling people about the greatest gift that we received? I challenge you this week, when you're out and about, make it a priority. Make it a priority to let somebody know what Jesus did at Christmas time, what Christmas is all about. About how he died for our sins. That's the greatest gift, my friend. Let's close in prayer. Father, I thank you for the greatest gift that you have given. And Lord, so many times we take it for granted, and I'm including myself. I pray that, Lord, that this week, that you would just give each one of us just boldness. Boldness and confidence to share the love of Christ and to share about the greatest gift that you have given. Thank you so much, Father, for this gift. Thank you so much that the hope that is given because of what your Son did on the cross for our sins. Father, I pray that you would just be with us the remainder of this service. And Lord, if there's one here today who has never trusted you, I pray that they would admit their sin, that they would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that they would confess their sin. And Lord, I pray that they would just maybe come to me or one of the elders, one of the deacons, just to share that good news that we can celebrate with them. Father, we thank you for all that you do. We ask this in your name. Amen.